with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are smoking up your backyard, Mid-Michigan. We are celebrating a wine festival down at Fen Valley Wine. But this week, Bob, you spent some time on the East Coast with Coach Dick Vermeil. Break that down for us a little bit.
That's right. My daughter Olivia went with me. We went, cruised out to Philadelphia, and we were at Rivercrest Country Club. And Dick does a fundraiser every year for the Boy Scouts, and Rob Russell invited me out last year, and of course Coach had us out again this year, and I think it's going to be an annual tradition. But let's listen to me and Coach Vermeil from Tuesday.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I am at Rivercrest Country Club again in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, actually, a suburb of Philadelphia, and I'm with legendary NFL coach and friend Dick Vermeil. Hey, Dick, thanks a lot for having us out here.
Well, hey, great to have you here. You've made a long trip.
Yeah, and I brought my little daughter, Olivia, so she's having a good time. Last year I was out here with Jordan.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. So you've got quite a lineup, quite a roster of celebrities and NFL players here. A little different mix than last year, but some of the same.
Yeah, well, it's our 20th anniversary, and Kevin Riley, who really runs the tournament as a manager, called some of my players out of the area, like Trent Green is here from Kansas City Chiefs, and Eric Hicks, the defensive end from Kansas City Chiefs, is here, and got Tommy Lucan from Cincinnati, played guard for me. He's from here. I got John Bunning from North Carolina, who lives there. So they've traveled. Bill Bradley from Texas came here. John Shirer, my most valuable player in the Rose Bowl game for me in 1976, is here. I mean, some guys have really made an effort to be here and help.
Yeah. Well, that says a lot for friendship and reputation. Very cool. How much money do you think you're going to raise this year for this event?
I think we'll go over $200,000 today. Yeah, for the Boy Scouts. And we started out, I think, our first one making about $12,000 20 years ago.
Boy, I'd say this Pennsylvania Boy Scouts are pretty lucky to have a benefactor like you around. That's good. You must have been a scout.
Well, I wasn't, but I believe in helping kids, you know, and this is a good way to do it. You know, and guys like you help out. Rob Russell with the Goodwin Barbecues here cooking, and he comes a long way to do that. You know, and he's got a vendor from New Jersey is over here helping him with serving the brisket sandwiches and ribs, and people, you know, that might be the highlight of the day.
Yeah, there's some good stories to how we prepped that food last night. We'll tell you after we get done.
I can imagine.
And I saw, I just missed, I got to talk to Frank LeMaster, but Joe Giglio. He's probably the funnest.
He's the funniest, if not the funnest. He is a funny. He can't help himself. Everything he says is funny. Then he tells an organized joke, and it's funnier. I mean, he really is good. The foursome that he's the celebrity for came through, and they said he hasn't stopped. They've played already five holes, and he hasn't stopped telling jokes yet.
I just missed Joe Vitt. I'm going to catch up with him in a little bit, or maybe at cocktail hour, but he'd be another great guy to talk to. What an impressive lineup. And
You got to get the Invincible. You got to get Vince Papale on there. Try to get Trent Green on there. These are St. Louis, Kansas City area guys where barbecue's important, you know.
Vince, I just talked to Vince a little while ago. He's going to come back around and with his wife, and we're going to talk to both of them.
Super. You know, he's got a couple books out, or he's got one book out now and doing another one, too.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. So we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us here. We got some more golfers coming up here pretty quick. And, again, it's Dick Vermeil. We're on the 18th hole at Rivercrest Country Club. And these celebrities golfing today are going to raise somewhere around south of $250,000. So that's pretty cool. That's great. It's a nice way to spend the day. We're happy to be here. And thanks so much for having us again.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, that's Coach Dick Vermeil. And right after that, Bill Bradley came along. I was sitting at the 18th hole with the coach and, you know, team after team and just huge names and great guys. And let's listen up. Here's Bill Bradley, former Eagles player and coach for San Diego Chargers.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I am at the Dick Vermeil Celebrity Golf Outing and have now run into probably one of the funnest guys on the course because he also does barbecue along with golf and football. And we're talking right now with Bill Bradley, a former NFL player with the Philadelphia Eagles, it might be, right?
Yes, it was. And Barbecue Bob, this is Barbecue Bill.
I like that. Hey, we might have to write a new song. We've got lots of star power singers around here today. We could get some doo-wop going. Now, you coached also with a few different teams, and you're coaching right now, maybe.
I coach right now with in the college level with the Lamar University Cardinals, and just took the job there. I was coaching in the UFL for a couple of years, and then prior to that in the NFL with the Chargers, and just... Dad was a baseball coach for 30 years and a hard-drinking railroad man, and I'm a football coach for 32 years now.
And a hard barbecue man.
Hard barbecue judge.
So you had some brisket here today. How'd that fit you?
I tell you what, Texas is very proud of their brisket, and this brisket right here is enough to go back for seconds. It's really good.
Good.
Yeah, it's excellent.
And when you're making brisket in Texas, what might you be throwing on it?
We just do brisket, just regular old beef
salt,
brisket.
Pepper,
yeah. Well, we don't do too much with it, and then we just cook it real slow and let it just, the flavors come out from the fat. We don't do lean meat. We did, you know, marble-type meat brisket with, and it just flavors itself. We do salt for sure, you know. A little bit of pepper, and that's about it. And then our sauce, if people wanted to eat it, we'd, you know, dish it up on the plate. We did, of course, there, brisket is the mainstay. You get a few ribs here and there, but we really specialized in brisket and just slow cooked. Our pits never went out for 24 hours, and that was one of the keys, and it was kept constant temperature, and it was a really good business for a number of years.
Yeah. Well, you also had some pretty good business. I think I saw you on television in maybe February or March at the NFL Bowl.
Oh yeah, I was very, very fortunate. Coach Vermeil called me and wanted me to come coach the defensive secondary. He was the head coach of one of the teams, and Tom Flores was the head coach of the other team. And it was called the NFLPA Astro Collegiate Bowl,
right.
And it was in L.A. And we had a ball. I got to coach with some of my teammates that I had never been able to coach with, and John Bunning and Carl Big Daddy Harrison and Dick and
and John Bunning's here.
Yes, sir, and a lot of other people that played in the league were assistant coaches with us, and what a tremendous experience.
Yeah, kind of a first time. I mean, those kids are all seeking out. I mean, Dick told me that like 70% of them are placed on teams now.
Yeah, and the coolest thing about that is that these were guys that were probably on NFL clubs list as a free agent,
right.
Priority type free agents or late rounders, and so they got to show their wares because they didn't get to go to the Senior Bowl or they didn't get to do this or that, so they got exposure from that, and as a result, we had a lot of players on both teams that are on rosters now and going to be this year in the NFL.
That's kind of like a save on American Idol, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool, and those kids loved it, and they had a ball.
Okay, well, Bill, sure appreciate you taking time with us, and good luck this year down at Lamar. Hope you have a good season, and hope to see you out here next year at the Dick Vermeil Outing.
Thanks, Barbecue Bob. I enjoyed it, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's Bill Bradley. And really classy guy. He was one of the guys ginning up the crowd in the auction at the banquet afterwards. And Jop, what's up next?
Well, you know, coming up next, we've got a couple more interviews from Bob's trip out there. These guys are interesting. They're seasoned veterans, and they're just are real good guys raising money. And you know what? They love their barbecue too. We're down at Fen Valley Winery. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the wines that are down here. And Barbecue Bob's going to do a little gadget review for us. We're going to talk about some things that will make it easier for you to grill. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.